Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, a biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. You've got your Sunday preview for November 10th, 2019, the second Sunday in the season of end times, and on this day we celebrate Last Judgment Sunday. Our gospel reading comes from Luke chapter 19, beginning in verse 11. The king asks his servants to give an account of their service. As they were listening to these things, Jesus went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. So he said, "A man of noble birth traveled to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself, and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. 'Conduct business until I return,' he said to them. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, 'We do not want this man to be king over us.' When he returned after receiving the kingdom, he summoned the servants to whom he had given the money. He wanted to find out what they had gained by conducting business. The first one came to him and said, 'Master, your mina has earned 10 more minas.' He said to him, 'Well done, good servant. Because you are faithful in a very small matter, you will have authority over 10 cities.' The second one came and said, 'Master, your mina has produced 5 more minas.' So he said to him, 'You will be over 5 cities.' And another one came and said, 'Master, here is your mina that I laid away in a piece of cloth. For I was afraid of you, since you are a demanding man. You take what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow.' He said to him, 'You wicked servant, I will judge you with your own words. You know that I am a demanding man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Then why did you not put my money in the bank? Then when I returned, I could have collected it with interest.' He said to those standing there, 'Take the mina away from him and give it to the one who has the 10 minas.' But they said to him, 'Master, he already has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me.'" This is the gospel of our Lord. And we'll discuss that with a little bit more depth during our sermon today. And so our preview, you know, this is our series on the end. And today we're really focusing on the fact that it's coming. The rest of the month, we're looking at the end of time. Our readings today focus on the fact that Christ will be returning. And the question, what does this reality mean for our lives today? Our reading from the Lutheran Confessions, from the Augsburg Confession, Article 17, about Christ's return for judgment. Our churches teach that at the end of the world, Christ will appear for judgment and will raise all the dead. He will give the godly and elect eternal life and everlasting joys, but he will condemn ungodly people and the devils, or demons, to be tormented without end. Our churches condemn the Anabaptists, who think that there will be an end to the punishment of condemned men and demons. Our churches also condemn those who are spreading certain Jewish opinions that before the resurrection of the dead, the godly shall take possession of the world under a visible kingdom of Jesus Christ, while the ungodly everywhere are suppressed. And so we pray. Lord Jesus, lead me to see your righteousness as my righteousness, that I may gladly praise you here and stand before you unashamed at Judgment Day. Amen. You can find us 9 a.m. at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also tune in at YouTube. We've got 9 a.m. worship live stream there. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.